The award-winning author Dervla McTiernan will be part of the Kimberley Writers Festival, bringing with her, I hope, the Irish police officer character Cormac Riley. Dervla is the author of the acclaimed crime novel The Ruin, set in Ireland and in Galway specifically, and which introduced the world to the young Garda Cormac Riley. And she's followed up with books The Scholar and The Good Turn. Hello, Dervla.
Hi, Vanessa. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I bet you're looking forward to coming to Kununurra to escape the winter.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. This winter in Perth has been the closest I've had to an Irish winter since I got here 11 years ago. It has rained constantly.
Oh, my gosh. You would really be feeling at home as you are diving into the world of Cormac Riley and the characters. Moving to the other side of the world from Ireland to Perth, ostensibly to continue your career as a lawyer, but finding writing becoming a new focus, a new passion. How did Cormac enter your life and give you this new direction, Dervla?
Oh, gosh. I guess we came after the GFC hit in Ireland, you know, in 2011. I was pretty burned out as a lawyer at that stage. I just never, ever wanted to practice law again. Of course, I had to earn a living, so that wasn't realistic. So I did go back to work doing kind of quasi-legal work, but the dream was always to write. And I think the fact that everything had gone so badly wrong in Ireland and, you know, we'd made such a dramatic change in our lives kind of gave me the freedom to give it a try. So I started writing at night when the kids were still very small and just wrote 2 hours a night every night, except Thursday, which was open a bottle of wine night, cannot be skipped. And other than that, I wrote. And by 2016, I had a finished novel and just sent it off and got very lucky. HarperCollins really liked it and they really got behind me and they've just been hugely supportive ever since.
Well, I can see why they liked it and the rest of the world, frankly. The books are set in Galway. After living in Perth for so long, what made you want to revisit the old country, as it were?
You know, I think it was the story. I had the story of these two young children at the beginning of The Ruin. There's a scene where The Ruin opens and these two kids are sitting on the stairs. Well, sorry, my imagination. When the story came to me first, they were sitting on the stairs. In the book, they actually aren't. But in my imagination, they were sitting on the stairs. It was an older sister, Maud, and a young boy, Jack, holding hands, and they were very afraid. And I felt I knew these kids, and I knew a little bit about them, but not enough. And I wrote the story to kind of figure the rest out. But it was always an Irish story. And I guess because Ireland was the place I knew best at that stage. You know, Perth was so new to me. And looking back on Ireland from such a distance, from such a different place, made it all the more, I don't know, vivid in my mind. So it was an easy place to write a story for me at the time.
And why crime?
That is a very good question. You know what? It's so funny because I've written essentially a crime series, but I didn't set out to do that. I wanted to write Maud's story, this young girl. And I remember once I was at some writer's thing and I was having this very serious writer's conversation with, you know, a very serious editor. And I said, you know, I set out to write Maud's story. And he looked at me and he said, well, you didn't. You know, I was like,
what,
okay,
blunt summary cop, then.
You know? It turned out that the story needed a cop. It needed a policeman to drive the engine of the story, to ask the questions and to move it forward. And because I wanted this young policeman at the very beginning to be someone who felt very out of his depth or their depth at the time with two young children, it became a young man that became Cormac Riley. And then he is a character, you know, he just had an awful lot about him that made me want to write about him. I wanted to spend time with him. And so the stories, that's what they became.
Do you keep newspaper clippings of true life stories that intrigue you?
You know what? I don't, but I do. I definitely look in newspapers and I listen to radio and listen to podcasts for inspiration. You know, it all comes together in a kind of a mishmash in my head. And I think I might be misquoting him, but I think it was Stephen King who said he doesn't keep a writer's notebook because the good stuff lingers, you know. And I think that's true, but it tends to change inside your mind. You know, you pick something up from a little snippet of a story and then you put it together with some other interest or preoccupation that you have. And ultimately it grows into something. If it doesn't stay with me in that way, it probably doesn't have enough in it to drive, you know, 2 years of work. So it needs to be something I really care about.
Well, you've got a vivid imagination, so I don't think you need to keep any clippings or notebooks. It's all up there in the noggin.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see. It's like every writer, you know, as soon as they finish one book and start the next one, the confidence deserts you and you think, will I ever be able to do this again? We'll see.
Dervla McTiernan is with me on ABC Radio, and you can catch her and many other talented authors and storytellers this weekend at the Kimberley Writers Festival. The library in Kununurra is the chief focal point for much of the events that's going on, but there's also going to be a beautiful one by the riverside, and it's called Tales by the Riverbank, a brand new event with readings from emerging local writers and award-winning authors, screenwriters and illustrators over breakfast. So you can get all the details that you need through the Writing WA website online or call into the Kununurra Library. Dervla, one character in the Cormac books has a background steeped in outback Western Australia. There's a bit of a nod to the Kimberley or the Pilbara in her. What inspired you to write her into the stories?
Oh, there is. And Maud, and it was always about Maud from the beginning, that story. And she was, she's an Irish young woman, really, at the very beginning of the story. And something very dramatic happens. And she leaves Ireland and she escapes and she goes to the furthest ends of the earth. And to me, that was the Kimberley at the time.
Yeah, spot on. New Zealand's probably only slightly further away.
Just a little bit more of a step. But there's just something about the Kimberley that's always captured my imagination, even though I've never had an opportunity to go there. And a couple of times people have said to me, would you ever write Maud's story in the Kimberley, the time that she spends there, which doesn't appear on the page in the book? And I wouldn't have had the cheek to do it without visiting, at least spending time in the Kimberley. But maybe now that I get to go, you never know, a short story might come out of it, because I feel like you need to be somewhere and really absorb a little bit of it before you can really write something.
You do. Yes, you can surf the internet and go on Street View and perhaps get a feel for a place. But sometimes I think listening and even smelling a place can give you that authenticity. You might not use that sense in the book, but it gives you the thought process to write in that place.
I completely agree. I think you feel something inside yourself, and then you carry that feeling and then you try to put that feeling into the book. And more writers, because of COVID, we can't travel to the places we're trying to set our stories. And it does make it extraordinarily hard, because I always feel if it doesn't feel real to you as a writer, it's very hard for you to make it feel real to your readers. So if you don't carry that sense within yourself, it's hard to create it. So I'm really excited that I get to come and see everything and hear everything that I've been told so much about.
So could more regional Western Australia, maybe even regional crime, feature in your writing future, Dervla?
I'd love to. I'd really love to. The next book is set in the US, but I have the story that I've been carrying around for a while that is a very Australian story, and I'd love to write it. It hasn't gone either. You know, it's been sitting there now for about a year and a half, and it's still lingering. So very possibly I might have to turn my hand to that one.
And the title of the next book on the horizon, Dervla?
The next book is called The Murder Rule, but it won't be out till next year.
The Murder Rule.
Yeah.
I already get a shiver down the spine thinking about it.
Excellent. That is very good news, I have to tell you, Vanessa, because that title took a while to come up with. I'm really glad to hear it's having
Did you have a lot of lists of titles that you were striking through?
No idea. I have I'm very, very fussy about titles. I thought I was the fussiest person out there, but my agent is 10 times fussier. I think that's like title 72, probably, easily. I have like notebooks of titles at this stage, but I like that one, so I'm happy with it.
Dervla McTiernan, The Ruin, The Scholar, The Good Turn, and next year's book, The Murder Rule.